Okay, good evening. Welcome to our special pre-Hanukkah shiur at Stern College. I thank Rabbi Bernstein for inviting me to speak this evening and to deliver this shiur here. So we're coming up to Hanukkah, Sunday night, of course. When he first asked me to speak, I wasn't sure if it should be on Thanksgiving or Hanukkah. Obviously, Thanksgiving from the Torah perspective, not from the secular perspective. There's a lot to say on that topic. But then after the initial email, he said it should be a Hanukkah shiur. So we are going to learn about insights and meaning into the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. So that is, I want to mention, very important. If there's no other dedication here, I'm sure everybody is aware that there was a terror attack in the old city near the Kotel on Sunday, and a 26-year-old engaged to be married, Ola Eli Kay, was murdered, Hashem Yinkom Damo. He was on his way to work at the Kotel Tunnel Tours, and also my close friend's first cousin's grandson is the one who's seriously wounded. And very serious injuries. Sometimes we hear about the Nifta, Rachmana Litzlan, but without hearing about those who are in need of Rachami Shamayim. So this is my close friend's first cousin grandson. Aaron Yehuda Ben Tova is in very serious condition. He has already undergone multiple surgeries following Sunday's shooting attack, Hashem Yerachim Alinu. So may this year be Aschus Refuah Shalema, Bekarov for Aaron Yehuda Ben Tova, Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. So we're reminded that there are always enemies who want to destroy us, sometimes spiritually, sometimes physically, but the enemy is persistent b'chol dor v'dor. So let's begin in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Ma yi Chanukah? What is Chanukah, says the Gemara? The Tanu Rabbanan, b'kaf hei b'kislev, yomei de Chanukah. So on the 25th of Kislev, which begins this Sunday evening into Monday, is the 25th of Kislev, and that is when we start celebrating Chanukah. Tamna, einun delo lemesbeid b'hon, v'delo lehisanos b'hon. So on these days, even though they don't have a status of a biblically man, mandated Chag, they're not Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, it's not Yom Kippurim D'Oraisa, it's not one of the Shalosh Regalim, it is a mitzvah D'Rabbanan, and nevertheless, it has the status of a Yom Tov in that we do not fast on these days, and we do not give Hespedim on these days. And now the Gemara tells us a little bit of a story of the background of Chanukah, and the history of why we're celebrating. And the Gemara says, Kishenichnesu Yevanim Leheichal, when the Syrian Greeks entered the sanctuary, we're going back to the time of the Second Temple period, and the Greek philosophy and culture and way of life had spread throughout the region. So they defiled all the oils. It needed to be shemen zayizach, pure olive oil, to light the menorah. They lit the menorah in the base of Mikdash every night, not like us 8 nights a year. And they defiled all the oils that were in the sanctuary. So who were the warriors? The warriors were a family of Kohanim. Their family name was the Chashmonaim, and they called their army the Maccabee from Az Yashir Mikamocha Be'elim Hashem Shmos Perek Tezva. But they were a family of the Chashmonaim. The Kohanim all had different names and different watches. And when the family from the kingdom of the house of the Chashmonaim had the upper hand, Vinatzchum, and they were victorious, Bad Kuvulo Matzu Elapach Echad Shal Shemen Shayimunach Bechos Moshe Kohen Gadol. So they checked through the entire defiled sanctuary, the entire space, and they only found one little jug of oil that had the seal of the high priest, which meant that it was kosher to be used for lighting the menorah. And there was only enough oil to light for one night. And here we all know what the miracle was, and it's something that many of us are familiar with. The kindergarten children are taught this, but this is actually the lashon of the Gemara. There was only enough to light one day. A miracle was done. And they lived from that little pach shemen that was only enough for one night. It lasted for 8 nights. Shana Acheris, and therefore, in the next year, the Rabbanim came along. The next year, Kavum Vasum Yamim Tovim Bahala Voda. So the next year, the Chachamim said, we're going to enact this to be an everlasting Chanukah. And the year later, they said, this is going to be Yamim Tovim, translated literally, obviously, as good days, Bahala Voda. So the Yom Tov of Chanukah is not celebrated like other Yamim Tovim. We say Hala on these days, we give thanks. There's no mitzvah of Su'uda Chanukah, even though we enjoy the the mesivas and we enjoy the parties and we enjoy foods that are fried in oil, like sufgani ad and the donuts. That's not part of the mitzvah. So we say challah, and that's brought down beferish in the Gemara. And of course, we light the Chanukah lich to commemorate the miracle that was done and the victory. Now, how do we light the Chanukah lich? So, like so many things, there is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Tanu Rabbanan. So what is the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, mitzvah's Chanukah near Yishu Beiso. So the most basic level is near. There's one lamp, one candle, Yishu Beiso. One candle for every person and his household. Everyone is included in that one candle. However, that's not what we do. Maybe if we lived in different times or in times of Chas V'Sham of deprivation, that might be the level we held. But that's not how we paskin v'hamehadrin. And a better level, a more hidur mitzvah level, glorifying the mitzvah a little bit more, near l'chol achad v'achad. Everybody on every night, what everyone on every night lights one light. So on night one, you would light one. On night two, you would light one. On night three, you would light one. That's also not what we do. The most hidur way to fulfill the mitzvah of the Chanukah lich. So Beis Shammai Omrim, what does Beis Shammai say? Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona. Beis Shammai says, on the first night, we light 8. Mikan ve'edach pachos v'holeich. And then we go down. So Beis Shammai says, 8 on the first night, 7 on the second night, 6 on the third night. On the last night, how many are you going to be lighting? 1. That's also not how we paskin. So how do we paskin? Beis Hillel Armin, and this is the most mahajan min a mahajan. Beis Hillel says, Yom Rishon Madlik Achaz, which is what we are going to do Sunday night on Kafei Chislev. On the first night, you light 1. Mikan ve'elach mosif v'holeich. From here on, you increase. So you start with 1 and you end with 8, because the Gemara says, why? Ma'alin b'kodesh ve'enin maridin. Our whole life should be one of going up in Kedusha and not descending in Kedusha. And this is one of the things that Chanukah stands for. Chanukah stands for a number of things. One is Chanu Chafei. They rested from battle on the 25th of Kislev. Another one is Chanukah's Milashon Chinuch. It's the exact same Shoresh. Ches Nun Chaf makes the word Chanukah, and it also makes the word Chinuch, because there should always be some aspect of Torah education on Chanukah. And Chanukah is also an acronym for Ches Neiros v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel. 8 candles, and the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say you have 1 and 8. The question is, in which order? So Beis Shammai says 8 to 1. Beis Hillel says 1 to 8. The Gemara concludes that we paskin like that. Why? Because we are always going up in Kedusha, and we are never descending in Kedusha. So Chanukah stands for Chanu Chafei. They rested on the 25th. It comes from Lashon Chinuch, which is the Lashon of education, also inauguration. We should always have some aspect of education on this Yom Tov. And finally, Chanukah Ches Neiros v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel, 8 lamps, and the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, which means you know what night it is by how many candles according to Beis Hillel. So on Sunday, you're going to see 1, and on the final Sunday, you're going to see 8 v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Okay, where is there an allusion to Chanukah in the Torah? The allusion to Chanukah in the Torah is that the 25th word of Torah is Or. Bereshis bar elokim esa shemayim v'esa aretz. That's 7 words. V'aretz haisa sohu v'vohu v'choshech al pnei tohom v'ruach elokim merachafes al pnei hamayim. That's 21 words. V'yomer elokim yihi Or. That's 25 words. You could open the Chumash and count it. The 25th word in the Torah is Or, because what was there before Or? There was only choshech. There was choshech al pnei tohom. There was darkness over the surface of the deep. And that's the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam chose to bring into creation. Hashem could have created anything first. He could have created man first. He could have created fish first. He could have created pools of water first. He could have created animals first. We're just used to the order, because that's how the Torah tells us the order. But there's obviously reason to every single thing the Ribbono Shel Olam did in creation. And the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam created was Or, light. Why? Because all that existed before was choshech. And in order to have anything built in this world still today, the first thing we must introduce is light. And it's not an accident that Chanukah falls in the darkest part of the year. What do I mean by that? The days are shortest. The nights are longest. It is physically the darkest part of the year. Darkness is also a metaphor for galus, Kabbalistically, by the Bris Ben Sarim, Perek Tesvava Bereshis, when the Pasuk tells us, V'hine Eimech Hashecha Gadol, V'hine Hashemesh Lavo, V'tardema Nafla Avraham, V'hine Eimech Hashecha, a thick, deep darkness fell upon Avram, and he was shown an image of the Arba Golios, because Eimach HaShecha Gedola Nofeles represents the 4 different exiles. So darkness represents exile. Chanukah, when we are battling darkness in the world, falls out physically on the calendar in the darkest part of the year. There's the least light and the most darkness. And we remember that the first thing Hashem created in this world was Or. We emulate that process with the Chanukah. That's the whole mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to eat sufganiyot as much as we enjoy them. And it's not a mitzvah to eat lakas as delicious as they are. And it's not a mitzvah to have a Chanukah mesiba. It's a mitzvah, like we say, to say halal, and which is the praise and hodah and thanks to God. And it's a mitzvah to light the Chanukah lech. It symbolizes symbolically that we are emanating the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a mitzvah, v'halach, the bedrach of Sota, Yudalat Alf, and Shabbos, Kuflam, and Gimlam, and Beis. We have a mitzvah to go in his ways. Just like he brought light to darkness, so too we have a mitzvah to bring light to darkness. I now want to move on. So that's sort of our introduction. We began in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Chof, Alf, Amud Beis. He spoke about how we practice. We went to Briyas Olam, Bereshis. That was the first few psukim of Sefer Bereshis till we got to the 25th word. And understanding that in our time of darkness, we too have this inyan of bringing light, the Or, to banish away the Choshech, which is literally what the Chanukah Licht does. Now, I want to talk perhaps about a topic that you might consider not the typical Chanukah Shir. Okay? What was the enemy of Chanukah? So this is all very obvious, just you've heard it many times before. And the enemy of Chanukah was not a physical, they want to kill us, like Rachman al-Tzlan, the attack on Sunday in the Old City when a Hamas terrorist, Yimach Shmo v'Zichro, opened fire on Jews on their way to the Kosel. So then when they come to kill us, so we know they want to kill us, it's very obvious that they want to kill us. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad esev, ki yare anochi mipanem. So the Beis HaLevi says that what's Yaakov afraid of? He's afraid Esav's going to come to kill him, and he's afraid Esav's going to be his brother. He doesn't want him to come kill him, and he also doesn't want him to say, you know, let's live together, says the Beis HaLevi. That, says the Beis HaLevi, is even worse than the enemy who comes to kill you. So Chanukah represents the galus of assimilation. Chanukah represents the galus where they want us to be like them. They want to befriend us. And that, says the Beis HaLevi, is a much more, it's the Beis HaLevi to Vayishlach, the first mamar, if you will, the Rav Yasha Ber Salvechik of Brisich, or Tzadok Levracha, and that is the worst kind of enemy. Because when they come to kill you, you know they come to kill you. But when the Yevanim came, and what was their influence in the land, and there were many Misyavdim, there were Hellenists who already went over to the other side. And what was the goal of the Yevanim? Which mitzvahs did they say we cannot keep anymore? No Shabbos, no Bris Milah, no Rosh Chodesh, and no Torah learning. No Shabbos, no Mila, no Rosh Chodesh, and no Torah learning. So I got here very early. I had the wrong time for this year. So I was looking on the bookshelf to what to learn. I was here an hour early. So I ended up learning through of Salvechik's The Lonely Man of Faith a little bit. Strange. I've never learned through that piece of the Rav, even though I have almost 40 Sfarim of the Rav. I'm definitely a Talmid of the Rav, and I don't know why. It's not on my bookshelf at home. Very strange. So I used my time wisely. But while I was looking through your bookshelf to see what I should look through, so I noticed you have Eliyahu Kitov, Sefer HaTodah, the Book of Our Heritage. So Kitov brings down something very, very beautiful in regard to Chanukah. And these inyanim that the Yevanim wanted to eradicate. No Shabbos. What a Shabbos represents is Kitov. The world has a creator. The Syrian Greeks, the Greek philosophy was the world does not have a creator. If there's no creator, you're not answerable to anybody. You could do whatever you want if there's no creator. So no Shabbos represents the world does not have a creator. Of course, we testify to the fact that the world does have a creator. No Rosh Chodesh testifies to the fact that time is profane. We say time is Kadosh. It's Kiddush Levana. We are Mekadesh Lizman every single month. And their philosophy was time is profane. Do whatever you want. You could sit the whole day playing Candy Crush and the whole day checking Facebook and the whole day doing nothing. Because time is no sanctity, said the Greeks. Do whatever you want. And finally, no Mila. Their philosophy was the goof is profane. The goof belongs to you, not God. And once again, you could do whatever you want. There should be no halacha surrounding using the facilities, making a bracha between husband and wife. Bas or b'chalav, it's my body. I could do whatever I want. So they said no Shabbos to say the world does not have a creator. They said no Rosh Chodesh to say that time is not Kadosh. And finally, no Bris Milah to represent you own your body. This is absolutely not true in Yahadah. Shabbos represents there is a creator. He created this whole world, and then he ceased creating on the seventh day. Rosh Chodesh teaches us that time is absolutely Kadosh, and you have to give a chashbon and nefesh for every minute of your life. It's a scary thought if you really think about that. And finally, Bris Milah signifies that my body is Kadosh. I can't mix milk and meat in my stomach. Why? I can't put it in my teeth. It's my body. No, it's not. It's Ribono Shel Olam. And no Torah learning. Torah is the foundation of everything. And Kitov points out in the Sefer Toda'ah, that's why Chanukah is 8 days long, to show that Bris Milah survived. Bris Milah is done on the eighth day. They wanted to say no Milah. So we hold Chanukah for 8 days to show that Bris Milah is an institution and a mitzvah. Bris Toshal Avraham Avinu, they'll always be here. It always has a Shabbos Chanukah because they wanted to eradicate Chanukah. This is not my own Ha'ara. It's in Kitov, a book of our heritage under Kislev. And that's why there's always a Rosh Chodesh. We always celebrate Rosh Chodesh Teves during Chanukah to show that it's these three mitzvos that they wanted to eradicate. And these three mitzvos survived. And how? And I'm going to add to that, they said no Torah learning, and that's why Chanukah, Milashon Chinuch, should always involve some kind of Torah learning, which is why we're doing this evening. Again, Rabbi Bernstein invited me to speak. I thought maybe he wants me to speak on Thanksgiving. It's a very important inyan from the Jewish and Torah perspective. But no, he said it's going to be a Chanukah shir, and Chanukah should always have Milashon Chinuch. Ches, Nun, Chof. It's the Shorish of both. Because they wanted to eradicate chinuch habanim and Torah learning, so we dafka have Torah learning on Chanukah or about Chanukah's preparation for Chanukah to show that they were not successful. I must thank Mrs. Bobby Feiner, the Rabbi Eitan Feiner's mother, Shatichya, and Shlita, Rabbi Eitan Feiner Shlita, and his mother, Shatichya, who shared a beautiful insight with me in regard to Kapitel Lamed of Tehillim. In Kapitel Lamed of Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. So right away, Chanukas, maybe this has something to do with Chanukah, Mizmar Shir, a song of ascent, a song of a song, Chanukas Habayis L'David. So what is the next pasuk? Kapitel Lamed, Psukim Av through Beis, Arom Mimcha Hashem, kidi lisani, v'lo simachta oy vayli. I will laud you, Hashem. I will glorify you. I will make you exalted, Hashem, because you saved me from being impoverished, and my enemy did not rejoice over me. So she taught me, Mrs. Feiner, simachta stands for Shabbos, Mila. She first heard this from Rabbi Palkovitz, Zuchana al-Vracha. Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh, and Torah. Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. So this has something to do with Chanukah. And what does it have to do with Chanukah? Aromim Hashem. Why will I laud you? Why will I glorify you? Why will I thank you, Hashem? The enemy did not prevail over me. Velo Simachta Oyvayli. They did not rejoice over me. They tried Simachta Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh, Torah. That's what they tried to eradicate. Velo Simachta. They were not successful. They overcame. We overcame. They were not successful. So we know that it is a galus of tremendous spiritual dangers. I don't know exactly what it was like in the time of the Second Temple under the Syrian Greeks and Antiochus, but there were many Hellenists. And my son just sent me a fascinating article. It was just absolutely incredible. They discovered a Hellenist fortress, palace, and the evidence that it was a site of a battle between the Maccabim and the Misyavnim. They uncovered swords. It was just absolutely incredible. I don't know what it was like then, but we do know what it's like now. And what it's like now, I imagine, is not so far from what it was like then. I'm not necessarily talking about those of us who are sitting learning Torah in the Stern Beit Midrash of Yeshiva University. We do not represent Hamon Avam of Israel in America today. We are a tiny fraction of the Jewish people in America today. It's geshmak, we're learning. Chanukah, Milashon Chinuch, Baruch Hashem, you're taking the time to make this a priority. But there are many Yidden who don't know what Shabbos is. Who don't know what Mila is. Yes, they don't know. Who don't know what Rosh Chodesh is. Certainly not. And who have no association with what Limud Torah is. Because the darkness of this Galus Edom, is very strong and very deep. And we're in Galus Edom. And the culture in which we live is totally not conducive to living a Torah life and totally not compatible with mitzvahs and avodas Hashem. I don't need to give specific examples, I don't think, from the dress to what's on the screen to their beliefs to liberal, very, very, very liberal norms that are anti-Torah, to speech, to to their priorities. It's not our culture. It's not our way. And this was the fight of the Yevanim against the Jews. The story of Yosef is always read. Speaking about the Rav, he has extensive essays on this. The Soloveitchik has many beautiful essays. He speaks about Yosef in vision and leadership, the Sefer, days of deliverance. What's the connection between Yosef and Hanukkah? And that's what I want to talk about for the remainder of this year. Later. Unless I go on a tangent. But that's the plan. That's the notes. I don't always stick to the notes. But that's what I prepared. What's the connection between Yosef and Hanukkah? There is always a connection. The parashios are not random. My favorite example, the easiest example to give, is parashios Devarim is always read Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it mentions the sin of the spies. And the first Tisha B'Av, Vatirganu Ba'aleichem, Vatomu B'sinas Hashem Mutzian Mimitzrayim. The first Tisha B'Av was when the spies came back, Vayivku Am B'Laylahu, Bamidbar 14 went. So you read Devarim, Erev Tisha B'Av. So Hanukkah is always associated with the parashas of Yosef HaTzadik. You should just know. I think most of us are learning for the first time together. Is that correct? Yeah, that's it. No. Okay, a couple of exceptions. Otherwise, yes, very nice chas. I always appreciate this chas of the Shachianu, learning with people for the first time. I always appreciate learning with the old friends the first time also, but there's something special about learning for the first time. Why is Yosef's story read by Hanukkah? What's the connection? What's the lesson? What's the message? So the Rav says, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, it's chashuv to be quoting him in the Beit Midrash at Stern College. Why did the Hashgacha need Yosef? Says the Rav. I said something wrong. Oh, I didn't even see. I went and told my husband, I'm really a Talmidah of the Rav. My husband's like, Michal, you have to be very careful. Don't tell us it's real Talmidim. I'm like, no, but really. I mean, go away for Yeshiva University on the why you read Siyarche Kala Shavuos. They haven't had it the past years because of COVID. So I'm sure and rely heavily on the Rav.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, so Mamash is first. Forget the people I'm learning with the first time.
I'm just joking. So the Rav says, why did the Hashgacha need Yosef? Sefer Bereshis is known as Sefer Bereshis, Sefer HaYitzira, Sefer HaYashar, and Sefer HaSimanim. And it's four appellations. Shemos is Sefer Gula, one appellation. Says the Rav, so Sefer HaSimanim. Why is it called Sefer HaSimanim? Because the Ramban, to Bereshis 12:6 and Lechacha, tells us, quoting Chazal, Kol Masha Yira Ava Simon Dabanim. This is a template. Bereshis is a template. Everything that happened to them happens to us. So you need a Jew in Golos, says the Rav. So Yaakov went to Golos. So what do I need Yosef? Another Jew needs to suffer? Another one away from his father's home? Another one in exile? What's the difference if the Hashgacha, says the Rav, already had Yaakov in Galus, 20 years he's away, 2 years he's on the home, he's already struggling. Why do we need Yosef? What do we learn from Yosef's Galus that we didn't learn from Yaakov's Galus? So the Rav says, why did Hashgacha need both? I shouldn't say that, Hashem, we can't ask why. I should say, what do we learn from the galus of Yaakov compared to the galus of Yosef? So the Rav says, what is Yaakov's galus? Yaakov's galus was the galus of oppression, the galus of the shtetlach, the galus of the pogroms. Arami oved avi, vayered mitzrayma. What does Rashi say? What do we say by the Pesach Haggadah? Lavam bikesh la'akor esakol. He wants to destroy everything. Habanim banai, v'abenos benosai, v'atzon tzonai, v'cholsher atara elihu. He wants to destroy Yaakov. He switched his wages 100 times. He's ready to kill his family. The Rav says about Lavan, hatred of the Jew. Lavan proves, this is a quote, says the Rav. Lavan proves that the hatred of the Jew can reach psychopathic proportions. That's a quote. Hatred of the Jew can reach psychopathic proportions, says the Rav. So Lavan represents the enemy of Sunday in the Old City. They're alive and well. Elihu, you think it's your land? You think it's your city? You think it's your habayis? You think it's your nation? You think it's your medina? Elihu, everything you see is mine. He was prepared, says the Rav, to destroy his own children, his own grandchildren, because of his hatred for Jacob and Jacob's God. That's Yosef. Atisa eshes Adonav es eneha. Atomer shechva imi. I don't want to kill you. I don't have a machine gun. I don't have a sword. I don't have a gas chamber. Lay with me. In fact, she didn't want to kill him. She wanted to be with him. Why do you need Shabbos? Why do you need Chodesh? You have me. Is your body your own? They said no, Mila. Why? Because your body's not your own. If your body's not your own, you could lay with me. Vishkav etzla liyot ita. To be with her in this world and the next world. Eshes Potiphar represents the galus of assimilation. The galus of a culture that is totally antithesis of Torah. And that, says the Rav, is why Hashkacha needed both Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov is the galus that my four grandparents went through when they come to kill us. They come to kill you, so you know they're coming to kill you. You try and defend yourself. It doesn't always work, but you try. You know. The Rosh Hashiva of a Terror Kohanim shot the terrorist. Who knows how many more he, Rahman Hatzlan, would have killed if he wasn't stopped. But when they befriend you, slowly, seducingly, convincingly, our way is beautiful. Our life is wonderful. Throw off the shackles of the bonds of your God. 25 hours you can't use your phone or check the news? Whoever heard of such a thing? Are you backward? Are you living in the Ice Age? Rosh Chodesh, you're talking to the moon? What are you doing? Cavemen. Mila, if you eat, you want to eat what you want to eat. That was the Nachash. Be with whoever you want to be with. Use the bathroom wherever you want. And Torah? That's antiquated. Yosef faced the second kind of galus. And therefore, says the Rav, you need both of these patriarchs. Yosef has the status of an Av. His children become Shvatim. Ephraim and Menashe Lihem. And that's why the Hashkacha needed both Yaakov and Yosef. Says the Rav, in which galus are we most successful in maintaining Judaism? The former or the latter? It's possible to maintain Yahadus in a galus of assimilation, of friendship, but it's much, much harder. Overwhelmingly, says the Rav, we have been much more successful maintaining Yiddishkeit in a galus of animosity and in a galus of friendship. Yosef's story is always read by Chanukah. It's not an accident. And it's always read by Chanukah because his struggles with Eshes Potiphar were the struggles of who? The Maccabim against the Messianim, against the Syrian Greeks. And it's our struggles. This galus that we are in, we have Jersey City, we have Tree of Life, Hashem Yun Kam Damam, Hashem Yirachem Alinu, but overwhelmingly, for the most part, you know, it's a Venn diagram. They don't exactly stick to the plan. When they come spiritually, they also kill us physically. When they come physically, they also kill us spiritually. But there's one focus. Excuse me. On the main focus, thank you so much. Not only for the water, but for the cup. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Now we get to very exciting. If you weren't very excited yet. I'm very excited by Torah. By now you probably see that, if you never learned with me before. I was teaching last night, and Tzavik, I teach, actually Tuesday night, I had to move it because of the shir to Monday night, to a small group of Chozrot B'Teshuvah. So they said, in the other room, there's a rabbi giving a Zoom shir. So I said, aren't we going to overlap? They're like, no, but just don't get so excited, Micha. So I said, okay, I'll try. I controlled myself till the end. Now you get something very exciting. I am fascinated by Lashon HaKodesh. I'm fascinated by Lashon HaTorah. I'm fascinated by Shorashim, Chanukah, Chinuch. There's a whole lesson there. I'm fascinated by letters in Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, it's very exciting. If I had a blackboard, it would be even better, but I'm teaching a group who are very familiar with Lashon HaKodesh, letters and words, so it's going to be easier for us. The enemy that the Maccabim fought against, like the Gemara says, Kishenichnesu Yavanim Leheichal, so it's pretty obvious, was Yavan. Yod Vav Nun. Yod Vav Nun. See, my fingers, Yod Vav Nun. When you look at these three letters in Lashon HaKodesh, Yod is short, Vav is a little bit longer, and then the Ender Nun is the longest letter in the Aleph piece. Because what happens when you start to fall? The Yod is very small. Just one nekuda. I'm just going to not keep Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Then before you know, Vav. Now I'm not keeping Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It's a little bit longer. The Nun is so long, you have fallen down. The minute a person starts to fall, it's possible to come back up. It's possible to save yourself. It's not guaranteed that you're definitely going to fall. But it's hard. The Gemara says that once you do a sin once and twice and thrice, already nice a keheter. Your HR says, oh, it's permissible. You're not sinning anymore. So look at the letters of the word Yavan. This is not an accident. Hashem didn't do anything by accident. Yod is small, Vav's a little bit longer, and Nun's the longest. To teach you that once you begin to fall, it's possible to come back up, but it's hard. Furthermore, they're all lines. It's interlinear, not interlinear. It's linear, not interlinear. That's the point. There's no swirls. There's no connection between the letters. One teeny point. Line, longer line. Because once you start to fall, you remove yourself from that connection with Am Yisrael. Like if you write the word shel, shin, lamed, right? So if you're writing in script Hebrew, the shin's going to go into the lamed. And there's shapes and there's curves on those letters. But when it comes to Yavan, it's each man to himself. Once you start to fall, you're also removing yourself from the nation of Israel. You're removing yourself by being involved in a life of sin from what it means to be part of Knesset Yisrael. So it's each man to himself. And this story is taught us just by the letters of Yavan. Yod, Vav, Nun. They are linear. And so there's no connection between the letters. And furthermore, from smallest to medium to longest, which represents a descent into sin. What was the godless of Yosef? Was the godless of Yosef because he ran away from Eishes Potiphar, so he's such a tzaddik. The godless of Yosef is he was tested, and he almost failed, and he didn't, and he ran away. It's not godless to be a tzaddik if you're never tested. Traveling preacher, this is brought down in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim by Rabbi M.M. Yosher. A traveling preacher was once came to the great Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said, give me Musar. The Vilna Gaon was known to be very reclusive. He sat in his attic, he learned Torah, he had five close Talmidim, they disseminated his Torah. If this wasn't brought down in Sefer, I wouldn't say it. So they came to the great Vilna Gaon, this traveling preacher. The Vilna Gaon said, give me Musar. So the traveling preacher said, I should give the great Gaon Musar. He said, yes. He said, sit in the attic, be the Vilna Gaon. He said, go to the marketplace and be the Vilna Gaon. When you're put into the world, and you are tested with sights and sounds and flavors and hearing things that we shouldn't be hearing. And you manage vayana sachutza to run away. That's much greater godless than someone who has never tested and never almost failed. The Gemara tells us in Sota, Lamed Vav, Sota 36, Yosef Atzadik was very close to sinning with her. It was on that day he came to the house to do his work. So Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas. What does it mean he came to do his work? So one says he came to do his work, Swiffer, dust, vacuum, Windex. One says he came to do his work with her. She was in on the plan and he's in on the plan. It's some kind of Goyish holiday. Everyone's going to worship. She says, I'm not feeling so well. Yosef is coming to do his work with her, says the Gemara. And in Masechta Sota tells us he was very close to sinning. He had to push his fingers into the ground to stop himself from sinning, says the Gemara. At the last moment, Badi Yokna Shal Aviv in Reisol B'chalon, the image of his father pierced him as the window, and Rashi stops on the Chumash. But the Gemara says, what did his father say? In the future, your brothers will have their names written on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. One of the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol was 12 stones on the breastplate. Each stone was engraved with the names of the Shvatim. So his father said to him, continues the Gemara, your brothers in the future will have their names engraved on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Do you want your name to be erased? And it will say, Ro Ezonot, Ro Ephraim, Reish, Ayin, Hey. You want to be called the shepherd of harlots, of prostitutes? When Yosef saw his father say this, he managed to run outside. Vayana Sechuta. So if you look at the word, was that actually in this Beit Midrash? No. So if you look at the word Yavan, the Chashmonaim were fighting a battle for the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Tzion. Har Tzion Sheshachantaba, B'shuv Hashem Meshiva Tzion. That was a beautiful piece, and the Lord is righteous in all his ways. Where he talks about what's Tzion. Tzion is the dwelling place of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Har Haba, what was that? What?
Outside,
thank you. Har Habayis, where the Ribbono Shel Olam dwells, was known as Tzion. And this is what we were fighting for. Because that is the center of the whole world. From there, all Kedusha emanates. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Mitzion teitzei Torah. And the Chashmonaim were fighting against the Yavanim who wanted to eradicate. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. So now I'm going to tell you something amazing. Look at the word Tzion. It's Tzadi and Yavan. Tzadi represents a Tzadik and Yavan. What is needed to turn Yavan around from being the epitome of Tuma to being the essence of Kedusha? What makes Yavan Tzion? They're two totally opposite ideals. One is the pit of impurity and one is the height of sanctity. All that's needed is a tzaddik to have the courage to fight the battle that Yosef fought. And Yosef is called tzaddik. Every biblical figure has a last name. Adam is Rishon. The Avos are obviously Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. The Imahot have their last name. Miriam is Neviah, Aaron is a Kohen, Moshe is Rabbeinu, Bilam is Rasha. Every biblical figure has a last name. Very few figures in Tanakh have the last name Tzadik. Only two, Yosef and Mordechai. That's a whole, there's a whole other shir, the connections between Yosef and Mordechai, but we're not going there now. Yosef is called Tzadik because it's he who's the Tzadi who is able to put the Tzidkus before Yavan and change with his courage to teach us all that we can change the impurity of Yavan and make it something as holy as Tzion. And that's where the battle was fought and that's where the battle was won. Not because he wasn't tested, Adarama, because he was tested. It's easy to be a Tzadik if you're not tested. If you never talk to anyone in your whole life, you're never going to talk Lashon Hara. I'm not talking about if you have a cell phone, then it's very possible. But if you never talk to anyone, your whole life, so you're not going to talk Lashon Hara, so you're going to get so much credit for not talking Lashon Hara, you have no taiva, because you never speak to anybody. But if you go into the marketplace and you're tested, and you never talk Lashon Hara, then you're a tzaddik. If you're 17 years old, and your mother dies in childbirth, and your brothers hate you, and some of Roshim say he thinks his father is in on the sale, and you land at the house of the chief executioner, according to Targum Onkelos. Not the cheap steak maker, the chief executioner. And his wife frames you. There's a blood libel. And you're so close to sinning. They have to push your fingers into the ground to stop your seed from being wasted. And every day she's after you. Begadim shalav shalo shachris, lo lav shalo arvis. Could you imagine this? Begadim shalav shalo arvis, lo lav shalo shachris. Yuma 35a. She's changing her clothing 3 times a day to seduce him. He's a tzaddik because he was tested. Because he almost knew how good sin was, physically, in the here and now. By Yana Sechutza. And he ran outside. Yosef is the tzaddi in Tzion, who's the antithesis of Yavan, whose story we always read. When? Chanukah. It gets better. Oh my gosh. I thought I was going to speak from 7 to 8, and I really need to leave at 8:45. But I also really want to tell you all this material. I heard Rabbi Zav Lef say, I was listening to Shir this morning. He said, I haven't figured out how to be in two places at once because he's leaving Israel, he said, to go to America for Shir. So something I say is I haven't figured out how to stop the clock. I would love to figure out how to stop the clock. So far, I don't know how. Okay, it gets better. It gets better. Look at the name Yosef. I told you how close he came to sinning. Go look up the Gemara, read the Rashi's on the Parsha, Perek Lamates. It's this week's Parsha. Yod, Vav. Ah, he's starting to fall. He's doing his eyelashes. He's fixing his hair. Your father's in mourning, says Rashi, and you're priming yourself in the mirror. He came to the house to do his work with her. Yod. Vav. Vayanas hachutza. Samich. What samich? Somech Hashem lechol hanoflim v'zokef lechol akfufim. So mech Hashem. Hashem said, you want to be better? You want to be good? You want to be righteous? You don't want to sin? I'm going to help you. Bali tar misayino. So Yuma, I think it's 38 in Maseches Yuma. Yosef started to fall. Yod, Vav. The letters are going down. But then Hashem sees he's putting in the effort. Samech. What's Samech? Somech Hashem lechol hanoflim. What's noflim? There's the nun. Of Yavan. Somech Hashem lechol hanoflim. Hashem will support all those who start to fall because the end should have been a nun, like Yavan. Yod, Vav, that's the beginning of his name. What happens to the nun? It changes into a Samech because Hashem says, I will support you. Somech Hashem lechol hanoflim v'zokef lechol kfufim. And in fact, in the Gemara, there are Maseches Yuma Lamed, hey, she says to him, if you don't lay with me, I will reduce your stature. And he says to her, Hashem is zokef kfufim. And then what's the next pasuk? Because Hashem supported him, and he became who he did, because he wanted to be good, and God said, if you bali tar misayinosa, somech Hashem lechol hanoflim, God was somech, he helped, he gave, what's the word I'm looking for? Hashem supports all those who have fallen. God supported Yosef. He prevented the final letter from being a nun, no flim. He made a samech. V'zokei for the kol kfufim. Yosef said to her, you can't stop me. Hashem is zokei for kfufim. And therefore he became the viceroy. And therefore, einei chol eilacha yisaberu. Va'ato nosein lemasachem be'ito. The eyes of alpicha yishak kifufim. Basi. Paro says to Yosef, no one gets food without you. Next week's parasha. It's going to be Shabbos Chanukah. Einei chol eilacha yisaberu. The eyes of all look to you with hope and for sustenance. By the way, the word shaver, einei chol eilacha yisaberu, the shosh is shin beis reish. It occurs repeatedly. Shamati ki yesh shaver b'mitzrayim. L'chu redu shivru lanu ma'at ocha. Yosef was saved. The nun became a samech. All eyes looked to him for sustenance. He gave everyone food in the appointed time. And then, what's the next pasuk? The last letter of Yosef's name. It's mind-blowing. Poseach es yadacha pei. What's the last letter of his name? He was poseach es yadacha. Umaspia lechol chai ratzon. He came so, what?
Can we say that about Hashem?
What did you say? Oh, you're wearing a mask. Forget that. For sure.
Can we say that about Hashem?
Yes.
So
this
what?
Is a drashic interpretation. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Tehillah with David is said about the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is on the level of drash.
Okay.
And obviously, it's God who gave Yosef the sustenance and the power to give to everyone else. So let's talk about this again. We already explained the word Yavan, Yod Vav Nun. You with me? It's the epitome of Tumah. The Avi Av HaTumah is Yavan. They were fighting a battle to free Tzion. Kimitzion teitzei Torah Dvar Yishayim Yerushalayim. What's Tzion? The epitome of where the Beis HaMikdash is. V'shuv Hashem Hashivat Tzion HaYiru Kechomim. The Chashmonaim were successful in the spirit of Yosef, whose last name is Tzadik, because he's the Tzadi that changes Yavan into Tzion. Tumah into Kedusha. Impurity into purity. Wanton sin into Avodas Hashem. And then we said, let's look at his name. Yosef. Starts with a Yud, because he was very close to sinning. A little bit more, it's a Vav. He came to the house to do his work with her. That's it. I'm going to sleep with you today. But Badi Yokno Sha'aviv in Ereslo Bechal. And he said, wait a minute, what am I doing? I come from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Vayona Sachutza. Hashem says, you want to be better? I'm going to help you. And so the nun is changed into a samech, because samech Hashem lechol hanoflim. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to support you. V'zokev lechol kfufim. She says to him, I will bend your stature. He says, Hashem is the zokev kfufim. And therefore he became so great. Einei chol eilacha yisaberu. Shever is used. repeatedly in the story of Yosef. And the final letter of his name is Pei. It's amazing. So it's funny, on the train here, I was learning the parsha with Rashi. Oh my gosh, On the train here, I was learning through the parsha. I noticed something amazing that was not written into my shiur notes that I added on the train. When he manages to run outside, okay, Vatifsehu bivigdo v'leimor shichva imi v'yaazo bigdo biyada v'yanas v'yetze hachutza l'ametes yud beis l'ametes yud gimel v'yanas hachutza Lamites tesvav, vayazov bigdo etzli vayanas vayetze achutza. And one more time, yurchas, vayazov bigdo etzli vayanas achutza. There's a lot of focus here on vayanas achutza. The Torah is something that I teach all the time, does not repeat letters or words or phrases. So tell me one time you ran outside. How many times you need to tell me in the series of five pesukim, then he ran outside? Four times. And something struck me as incredible that I never noticed before on the train. Vayanas, let's look at the letters of Vayanas. Yod, Vav, Yod, Nun, Yavan, and Samech, which is Yosef. So Mech Hashem. Vayanas, so don't look at me blank. Nothing in Torah is an accident. It's not possible. I can't make this up. It's right here in the text. I can't make it up. Why? Because it's Hashem's Torah. It's Hashem's letters. It's Hashem's words. Not mine. Vayanas, it's a fact. Vav, Yod, Nun. What do those letters spell? Yavan. Yosef almost became embittered by the gaulus, by the ways, by the assimilation, by the culture of Eishes Potiphar, who represents Yavan. But he wanted to be successful. Somech Hashem l'chol anofim. And that's the final samech. So to conclude, Shira is thinking, why four times Vayanas? Why four times? Because the Yavanim wanted to eradicate four things. Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh, Torah. Each time it tells us Vayanas Achutza, it's another step, it's another victory over Yavan. It's another Somech Hashem L'chol Anofim. It's not amazing. I know it's late, but this is like mamish amazing. Hashem's Torah is so l'malam in a teva. When I teach a shir like this, I sometimes say, how could people say a person wrote the Bible? Kofim. It's so impossible. If you start to uncover the Ramazim and the Sod HaTorah, it's literally impossible that a human being could come up with something like this. Vayanas Hachutza, four times. Because Vayanas spells Yavan, and the Samech represents that Hashem upheld Yosef and supported him. Why four times? Because the Yavanim wanted to eradicate four things. Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh, Torah, velo simachta ovaydi. And every time it says he ran outside, it's an indication that he conquered one more level, one more mitzvah, one more foundation of who we are that they wanted to blot out. He overcame. Vayanas hachutza. And therefore, Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days because we are people who are lamalam in a teva. Yosef went lamal min ateva. His teva as a 17-year-old boy was to sleep with Eishes Potiphar. Excuse me, it just was. Vayanas, hayam ra vayanas, ma ra hayam vayanas, atzmos Yosef. The sea went lamal min its teva. We're going to say this on every day of Chanukah and Hala. But say Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hayam Ra Vayanas, Hayar Din Yisuf Dachar, Ma Ra Hayam Vayanas, Atzmos Yosef. Yosef on the Malam in a Teva, he ran outside. Mida Keneged Mida, the Bnei Yisrael were rewarded that the sea went against its Teva, it split. The Chashmonaim were able to go against their Teva and fight a war. They were Kohanim. They were not warriors. They weren't trained in the IDF. They were a band of Jews. They went against their Teva. The oil that lasted for 8 days went against its teva. And we go against the teva of the world in which we live. And they're called Micha Mocha Be'ilma Shemakabi from Az Yashir. What's the first word of Az Yashir when the sea split? In reward to Yosef's bones, Az. That's a gematria of Az. Aleph is 1, and Zion is 7. Because everything about our existence is Lamala Minateva. They chose a name from Shiras Hayam for their army. That brings us back to Oz, Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. Why did we sing? Because the sea split. Why did it split? Because it saw Atzmos Yosef. Why did Atzmos Yosef run away? Because he saw the Yokna Shah Aviv Nireisel V'chalam. How many times Vayanas? 4. When it was his Atzmos that came to the sea, you're going to say this every day in Halal. The sea saw Atzmos Yosef, the sea split. The whole Shiras Hayam is the Malam in Ateva. They chose a name from Shiras Hayam. And the first word is Oz, 1 and 7. Why? Because the first night of the Licht, there was enough oil. That's God in nature. The next 7 nights of the Licht were miraculous. Lamala Minateva. You put the first night, God in nature, together with the final 7 nights, God Lamala Minateva. And you have the Shana Acheres, Kavum Vasuim, Yamim Tovim, Bahalal, Vehoda'a. So I thank the Ribbon Shalom for the gift of being the Malami Torah La'ama Yisrael. And I thank Rabbi Bernstein for inviting me. I thank you for joining me at this year. I wish you a very lichtige Chanukah and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov. Thank you, everybody, so much.